Welcome into the Jaguars postgame report. The Jaguars fall here in Indianapolis to the Colts 30-10, and here with kicker Josh Scobie, a.k.a. Kicking It with Josh Scobie. A couple big picture questions for you, Josh, because as a kicker, you get the opportunity to really watch a lot of the things that are going on under the new regime with Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell. The season is wrapped up. Now, give me some thoughts on what you think Gus Bradley, the direction that Gus Bradley has this team going.
I think we're definitely trending in the right direction. Obviously, you know, we lost the last few games of the year and not what we wanted to do. But the culture that they're breeding here is making things point up. And everyone in the locker room loves Gus, loves Dave, the things that they're doing, the people that they're bringing in. It's just a matter of time before the wins start to pile up and good things happen. And I just, you know, hope a lot of the guys that are in that locker room are going to be around to see that.
Trending. Did you notice the term that Josh used there? Trending. That's kind of a social media thing.
Yeah, it's a trendy word, trending. We're trending upwards.
Last week, you gave a presentation to Brad Meester at the conclusion of that game. Today was Brad's last game. I know we had a lot of friends, a lot of family here. What's it been like playing with Brad?
Brad is the true pro, and I've been lucky enough to get to know Brad, you know, on a personal level, not just be a teammate. And you know, our wives are really good friends, and we do a Bible study at their house, so I know the type of person that Brad is. He's a great man. He's a great teammate and a great friend, and like I said, he's very deserving to be up in the Jaguars Ring of Honor. And you know, if he doesn't deserve it, then no one does, because the things that he does on the field, in the locker room, in the community should be a baseline for every other player to follow.
We know that this was his last game. The unknown, could this have been Maurice Jones-Drew's last game?
I hope not. Maurice is a great guy and a great player, and we just hope that he sticks around here. And that's the thing about the NFL. You just never know. And you never know when someone's time comes to an end with the team. We just hope we get him back.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome back into the Jaguars postgame report. To talk specifically about the game, Tony, it didn't start out very well for the Jaguars here today in Indianapolis.
No, you know, listen, they start with a great play, a little slant pattern to Kerry Terrell. You think, all right, we got things going. Two plays later, you get the fumble by Maurice Jones-Drew. Went three and out the next two series. Indianapolis took advantage of it. Next, you know, you look up and it's 17-0. That's a tough road to climb.
The first day of the out of season begins today. Let the quarterback evaluation begin, right? I mean, this is a football team in the Jaguars that need to have better quarterback play, because watching out there on the field today, watching the Colts, watching how Andrew Luck makes that Colts team better, looking across the field, that's what you're sitting there going, okay, that's where we got to get.
Yeah, that's not easy to do, though.
No,
I mean,
not,
you
no,
know, I mean, I know you're not saying it is. I mean, how many times has Andrew Luck come around? I mean, I'm not sure there's Andrew Luck in the draft. Maybe there is. But you're right. You need a franchise quarterback, and that's the difference – in the Colts, is they have that guy. It's not like they're super talented everywhere else. They got a great pass rusher, Robert Mathis. They have a great quarterback. They won the division. They got a chance to do something in the playoffs. So this team needs a pass rusher. This team seems needs a quarterback. It'll be interesting to see what they do during the draft, during free agency, where you go. Listen, I'll say this about Chad Henne, though. I thought he got better over the second half of the season. And is he the franchise answer? No, but I hope everyone understands. Don't be surprised if he's not he's the starting quarterback opening day next year.
Could be. Didn't have a very good day today.
Today he struggled.
But the month of December, he clearly had a pretty good effort.
No, I think, you know, listen, with what was going on injury-wise and everything else with the wide receiver position, what he was able to do, I thought he did a nice job outside of today. Today was tough.
All right, the guy that just walked past.
Yeah,
couldn't barely see him because he's in camouflage. Brad Meester's wearing a camouflage sport coat. Boy, what a career. 209 games played.
Yeah.
90th consecutive game. He already had a 92 consecutive game streak. Congratulations to Brad.
Yeah, what a great guy. Listen, he's one of the great all-time Jaguars. I mean, he ever put on the uniform. He did it very well. He did it at a high level, both on and off the field. Great family. Great representation of the community, of the team. And I don't know what else you want to say. I'm happy for him. I'm a little bit jealous that he got to go out on his own terms. That doesn't happen very often. And but you know what? I don't often think people deserve things, but he deserves it. I mean, the way he handled himself, the way he worked, he deserves it. And I couldn't be happier for him.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Yep. Welcome back into the Jaguars postgame report, now joined by tight end Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes, not the game you wanted to have today against the Indianapolis Colts. But, boy, you got to look at what you guys were able to do from the first half of the season to the second half of the season. 0-8, second half, 4-4.
No question. Like I said before, it would have been easy to just fold it, you know what I mean, and say, oh, my God, here we go again. But the environment that Gus has created and everybody has bought into has been something that we really have gotten used to. What I really was thinking about, you know, earlier in there after we all got out of the shower, I mean, if we can just bottle this feeling of being able to crescendo the way we have in the second half of the season, that would be awesome.
This game, the last for Brad Meester, you've got a contract for next year. Your former college mate and good friend Maurice Jones-Drew does not. What do you think the future holds?
Man, I'm not even sure. You know, obviously, I'm a lobby for Maurice. I think he's great for the organization. You know, depending on what they do or how they see fit with him in the offense, that'd be for the GM to work out. But, you know, he's been great here for a long time, and I feel like, you know, he's still an important piece and still can go in certain situations.
All right, thank you, Mercedes, and rest up. Been a long season.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Welcome back into the Jaguars postgame report, now joined by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. John, the last game certainly had a lot of opportunities for a lot of young players, and one of them, my alma mater mate, Leroy Reynolds, had his first career start today, linebacker.
Well, and not so much what he did on defense, but the play where the helmet came off. He said, first of all, the guy who tore off the helmet went to college with him. So he said, come on, man, you know, don't treat me like that. But he said really it was a case where instinct kicked in and he just went on, you know, he went ahead and made the play. I told him it went viral pretty quickly on social media. He was like, all right. Yeah. But it was just a case where instinct kicked in, and it was really a very gutsy play to make that play with your helmet off.
This football team certainly limped to the finish with the number of players that ended up on injured reserve, the number of players that weren't available to play in this ball game. There were some players playing out there today that I was going, where were they at a couple weeks ago?
And I think it's important to keep that in perspective. I was on Twitter the whole game, and there were people very upset with the size of the margin, the loss. But I'm not sure what you really expected out of this game. I don't know. It was hard for me to visualize a win before this game, put it that way. With everybody, they were down. You really were limping to the finish. I really look at the second half of this season in a big picture way far more than this one game.
Well, give me the big picture. I mean, to this football team, first half of the season 0-8, second half of the season 4-4, Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell seem to have this thing headed in the right direction.
Just the feeling, I keep going back to the feeling you had in the press box before this game where you're watching it. It doesn't feel like London felt after that, where you just wondered what direction they were going. You wonder what the team was about. If you weren't inside the team at that point, you really wonder what was going on. I don't think most fans coming out of the second half of this season doubt that Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell have the direction right. You've got to start adding pieces. I think the structure is in place.
Now it's on David Caldwell.
It's on David Caldwell. Yes.
I mean right. To put it directly, I mean, right. he's now it's his job to get acquired.
Right. I think they built a base. I think we clearly saw the rookies this year make strides. You've got to keep building on that. I think there'll be a few key free agents. But I think Sendarek Marks is a perfect example of these guys know how to target some guys and are going to get out. They're going to get a lot out of the players that are on this team.
All right, John, enjoyed it all year. This is the last one for the year 2013, and we'll see everybody next year for the postgame show for the 2014 games. And hopefully Dave Caldwell does a great job between now and then.
You would like to see that, and I think he will, and I enjoyed it too, Jeff.
All right, thank you, John.